Jesus makes a difference. The Spirit of the living God makes a difference. The Word and the Spirit working together are going to change you if you want to be changed. One lady told me, she said, "You're not going to take tears from me." It's quite obvious she didn't want to be changed. You can't change anybody that doesn't want to be changed. If you're happy with your unhappiness, so be it. But if you get unhappy, all you have to do is look to heaven. Now, this is the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord of Jesus says upon me because he hath anointed me. The anointing is the work of the Spirit in you. And what damaged emotional people need is a work of the Spirit in them. And what God is going to do is work when you ask him to. You know, you can't go to God and say, "I need a change." And him say, sorry. It's a bad day for change. I haven't had my coffee yet. You reckon God's a coffee drinker? I doubt it. No, when you ask, you shall receive. You seek, you shall find. You knock, the door will be opened unto you. Everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that asks, receives. That's the following verse nobody quotes to you. It's a very important verse. Everyone. Are you an everyone? Are you an everyone? If you ask, are you going to receive? If you see some areas in your life that you need change, the good news is God will help you change. It's not willpower, bulldog, tenacity. I can tell you it's not willpower because somebody offers you a second piece of pie. You're going to say, "Oh, no, I couldn't possibly eat but one." And they'll say, "Oh, just a little piece." And you're going to say, "Well, okay." Most people have about that much willpower. So it's not willpower. It's not your power, but it's Holy Ghost power. It's to preach the gospel to the poor. That can be the emotionally poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If you're grieved, you're brokenhearted, you're full of sorrow. Scripture says we sorrow not as others that have no hope. We sorrow not as others. How can we sorrow not as others? Because Jesus makes the difference. Because the Spirit of the living God comes upon you, works in you, and makes a difference. What you want, you can receive. You can be as stable as you desire to be. And that's wonderful news. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. It doesn't matter if you... what has caused you to be captive? It doesn't matter if you've been raped or molested. If you were locked in a closet like some of the kids on the news for long periods of time, Jesus makes the difference. The Spirit of the Lord, it says, delivers the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. It doesn't matter what bruised you, what caused you and brought you to this place. There's freedom in God. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If we grasp the truth, and we reach out to heaven and say, "I need help with my temper. I need help with depression." Doesn't matter what end of the spectrum you're on or anywhere in between. Jesus, by the Spirit, is going to set you free because you want to be free if you choose to be free. And it's probably not going to be instant, though it might be. It's probably not going to be progressive over time. You'll be able to say, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart," because he makes such a tremendous difference. So it doesn't matter how you were bruised or how deep the bruise, how wide the bruise. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, that's a year of freedom. The year of Jubilee, the year of freedom. You can be free. You can be free. So in everything we say, it's not a change that you're going to make. You're going to make a beginning. You're going to have to do something. But when you do what you can do, God will do what you can't do. And that's the good news. Now, if you're sitting still, you know there is truth to you can't drive a parked car. You got to get it in gear. You got to put the key in. The key is your request. The key is your choice. The key is your unhappiness that you're tired of. And put that key in the ignition of your life and say, "I need a change. I don't want to holler at my wife anymore. I don't want to kick the dog anymore. I don't want to yell at the children anymore so that all the neighbors know that we yell at one another. I need help." And then you get in the Word of the living God because the Word is powerful. And you meditate in the Word. Whatever Scripture meets your need, a soft answer turns away wrath. That's one of my favorite. I used to whisper to my children when I'd get angry because I'm just taking that Scripture literally. It doesn't have to be taken literally. I'm taking it literally. I'm on a campaign to speak softer. And when I'd say, "Joe, come here," they go, because they know I'm really, really mad. I used to warn them, "You know, more wrath and anger is taken out on innocent children than the law ought to allow." You want me to say that again? Because I believe that with every fiber of my being. More wrath is taken out on innocent children than the law ought to allow. So I'd warn my children, and I'd say, "This is not a good day to cross up your mother. Have I made that clear?" And they'd know. It's a good day to play in your room. I believe you ought to be fair. They're just little kids. And if you don't change, they'll be just like you. One father said, "I don't know why that kid's like that." And the minister that he belonged to, where the church he belonged to, says, "I do. He's just like you." Well, then we need to change, don't we? Is the Spirit of God? Is He the anointing of God? Is He going to ignore you or help you? Scripture says, God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He said, shall He not do it? When God speaks, He honors His word. And He said the anointing would come upon if you're bruised, if you're captive, if you're poor. Jesus will help you. Yeah, Jesus will help you. He will help you.